Welcome, everyone, to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I'm your host, Dave Carney, and I teach in Fort Myers, Florida. So thank you again for tuning in. And now today I have a kind of a special episode. I have two people coming up talking about their reflections on Shape Tampa 2019, which is what we just finished attending not too long ago. So I love being at Shape. That was fun. We had a lot of fun, and I suggest if you can get to a state or national convention, please do so, because it is just so important to learn new things and to connect with others, and I just feel like it's one of the best experiences I've ever had. So I'm going to get going and talk about it right now, so let's go. All right, so first of all, I want to talk about all the connections I made, and unfortunately, I didn't get to meet everybody, but I met a lot of people. Some I have known on social media for a while, and I was like, wow, this person's a lot taller than I thought, or wow, this person's just so energetic, and I couldn't believe it. And in general, I think it was just a fantastic time getting to meet some people, and I'm going to mention them right now, along with the two coming up. So Tim from Palos Sports, Tim Taggart, I've gotten to know him on kind of through Instagram the past couple months, and he reached out to me to kind of test out some products and pretty soon writing blog posts for them. So I really appreciate meeting him, and I got to see some of the new things coming out. I got to meet the guys from Brainball, if anybody caught that session with basketballs, and there's different just literacy based, and it's math based with basketballs. So there's just all these different activities you can do. So that was really cool. I got to reconnect with Jesse from Gopher. He is my sales rep, and he's always taking care of me. I've met him in the past, but you know, just great getting to see people that take care of you and that provide you equipment and ideas, and it's just a great time just getting to meet all these people. I got to meet Matthew Bassett finally. I was looking for him for a couple days. You know, got to connect with him. Ben Perillo, who I've known for 5 years on Voxer and Twitter, and you know, my kids, my students are going to think I'm a rock star because I got to hang out with the guy that they see on their video screen dancing all the time. So things like that. Finally got to meet Bob Knipp and his wife. I didn't know Becca was his wife. it's kind of funny because he was talking about, and I was in a couple of her sessions, and I was just like, man, she knows her stuff. She's a fantastic educator. And he's like, yeah, I'm excited for her because she's getting this award, this really prestigious award, which I forgot the name of. It sounds like Maple Leaf or something like that. I thought made me think of the Toronto Maple Leafs, but it's some kind of really awesome award. And I was like, wow, that's cool. And he's like, you know, we're married, right? I'm like, oh no, I didn't know that. So that's awesome. And they were just really cool couple. And I'm just excited for, you know, things he's doing with their business, and you know, all the things she's doing for education. You know, I got to hang out with Joe Bailey. I've known her for a while and met her before. I don't know if I've said some of these before, but got to be in a few sessions with her, and she's just fantastic. And got to meet, man, just so many people. It's unreal. I got to see Alex O'Brien again, who I haven't seen in a while. He always brings the energy, and he's just so friendly, and showed his dance moves, which that was the next thing I was going to talk about, is the dancers. I learned some new dance moves. Ben Perillo was part of that team, and just a whole bunch of educators just from some new dance moves, which I was in a boot all week because my foot's been just a mess, but got to learn some things there. You know, I just learned so much, and you know, I was in a boot. I was kind of hurting. My foot was sore all week. I just heard it from laser tag a few days before Shape, but I didn't care. I wanted to move and participate as much as I could. I think I learned things better that way. I'm not sure how everybody is. Everybody learns differently. And I do like writing things down as I go because I'll forget. But just doing it and going through it, I learned so much from so many people. It was crazy. I'd say one of my favorite sessions, and I wasn't going to attend it either because there was a lot of good sessions going on. And I know a lot of people have said that on social media, that there's just so many going on at the same time. You can't catch everything. And I mentioned that in my previous episode. One of the sessions I caught, though, which is really, really great, was called some Alaskan Rules Softball. And I've seen things like this played before, but I've never done it. And I thought this would be a really good striking fielding game because, you know, as most of you know, there's not a lot of striking fielding games. There's kickball and baseball. And we usually play a modified, like, 5-on-5 type thing. But, I mean, those are the main ones. So there's some striking fielding games. This one is kind of, it was great because even though I was hobbling around my boot, like, my team made me feel welcome, and they helped me, helped us all reach our goals because there's different rules. Each round or two, they got changed. But one of the best things, because I'm always looking for good baseball games, softball games, kickball games, is that, well, you'd hit a ball, and you got to choose your bat, choose the ball that was pitched to you. So, you know, I loved all that. There's a lot of different choices. Now, in the team in the beginning, like, everybody had to touch the ball. Like, the defense, everybody had to touch the ball. And the offense, the batter had to hit it and then run around his or her team and just count as many times they went around. That's a run. But the best part was that all the educators, we started thinking of different ideas, like different ways to, I don't call them loopholes, but basically the whole thing was everybody had to touch the ball. So all we had to do was we all ran and all put our hand on the ball. So then the teacher changed the rules on us and said, okay, now everybody's got to, you know, you have to throw and catch. And then everybody's got to knock a pin, or there's like three pins, and they have to be knocked over each time. And then the three pins had to be lifted up, but not with your hands. And, you know, all these different things. And then it was awesome seeing everybody collaborate and come together with different ideas of how we can make it faster and get the teams out. Or if you are on offense, get your team kind of tighter together so they can make a trip around faster. It was really neat seeing that. And, you know, then I want to take that back to my students and see how well they do with it and how they think as they're playing these games and how they really collaborate and leaders take form and take charge and, you know, just things like that. I love those kind of games. I love those kind of sessions. So I really enjoyed that. Okay, my other, and I attended a lot of good sessions, and I talked about a couple in the last episode. One of my favorite ones was Adventure Ed, and that was on the final day. I was actually there with Ross, Mr. CPE, Ross Chakrian, I hope I didn't say that right, and Joe Bailey. And Ross was great, by the way. He brought the energy. He brought everything, and he was great to meet. So we learned a lot of different things that I think can be used for, especially the beginning of the year, because we're coming upon the end of the school year. So I think these are great getting to know you games and, you know, cooperative learning games. So I learned so much from that. There was even a game called A What, where we just passed an object that was just kind of something silly, like a red, rosy something, rotunda, and it was just a chicken, and then the person had to pass it, and then they're like, A What? And they had to pass the A what? And then we had to keep, it was just got really funny, just passing the object and saying it back, and we had to, it was a great game. There was a game where we played where, I think they call it 9 spot or 9 square, but we did like 11, I think it was 11 people or so, or 10 people. It was 10 people. And we had to get from one side to the other, our whole team, but there's only one open spot, and we had to really work on trying to figure out how to do that without getting stuck. And, you know, just all sorts of team-based, cooperative learning-based, getting to know you type games, I think will be fantastic for the start of the school year. And so I really enjoyed that, you know, that one as well. It was just, overall, it was great. And I think it's definitely worth going to, you know, to these sessions. Everybody there was kind, they were welcoming, everybody was sharing ideas. And that's what it's all about. So I really appreciate everybody that attended and that I met. So, and thank you so much if I met you. Some people came up and said, hey, you know, I listen to your podcast. I'm like, oh, you're awesome. Like, that's so cool. So thank you so much. And now I want to present the two people on this this podcast that I got to meet, and they were fantastic people. Andy Milne, who I've known for a few years, we on Voxer and Twitter, and we share love of podcasts. And I actually interviewed him that I put out a little while ago. His podcast. He's just a fantastic guy. And actually, I had to kind of, as I think I said in this part, I had to kind of stalk him. I saw him. I'm like, I think that's him on the escalator. I'm not sure. And I was hobbling my boot and I was running up the stairs to try to find him. And it was him. And we got to meet. And so I got to interview him. And Jason Leach, again, I've talked to him on Voxer for a little bit now. And I just appreciate getting to know him, and I hung out with him at some sessions and things like that. So he's just a fantastic educator. I'm going to get you going now, and I want you to take a listen to our little conversation in Starbucks. So it's a little noisy, but here we go. All right, everybody. So I'm here in Shape Tampa at the National Convention, and I'm here with Jason Leach. So I've known Jason for a little bit and got to know him and really enjoy our conversations. So I'm going to ask him a few questions. It's kind of noisy here in Starbucks, but so Jason, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and about your PE program?
Sure. Professional-wise, I've been teaching for 26 years. I currently teach in Keller ISD, which is in the North Fort Worth area. I teach at Independence Elementary, K through 4 campus, and I've been there the past 13 years. I was privileged to open the school back in 2006. And personal side, my wife and I have been married for 27 years. We have two daughters. They're 25 and 23, so we are really enjoying the empty nest. So, and watching them kind of just be adults.
Hey, that's awesome. So, can you tell us some takeaways you've had so far at the PE Institute? I'm sorry. Can you the National PE Convention? Can you tell us some takeaways you've had so far?
Well, one is just meeting a lot of people that you follow and talk to on Twitter. That's just been a blessing, like Dave here, and just everybody sees, like, oh, I finally get to meet in person. But yeah, just some sessions. One that I went to just yesterday by Dan Tennyson was Energize PE, and what I liked is he was showing some games that his students created, and I have an after-school program called Game Changers, and I have 18 fourth graders, and their job is to create tag games, station activities, or other type of games that they have interest in. And they've just, and I put their games on YouTube, and it's reaching a lot of schools. And it's just to go to a session with other students creating games, and I look forward to taking those back and showing the Game Changers and getting their perspective on that.
Oh, that's awesome. So can you, I'm going to give you one more, the Goose Chase. Can you, because we were teammates for that.
Yes.
I thought it was pretty cool, and I learned about that from Nick Enlick, and then Joe Bailey and I started talking about it. And so can you describe Goose Chase for us? Because I really think we could bring that back to our profession.
Yes, Goose Chase was awesome. I guess more like a scavenger hunt, can be activity-wise, and it's an app that you put challenges and you put get people to get in teams of like three or four, and it just has a list of the stuff. Like one thing we had to find equipment and make a little activity. We had to make paper airplanes. We had to discuss, we had to do some dance moves. We had to discuss, important things about PE. So it's a lot of good interactive where they get to talk and actually, yes, do movements and create stuff. So it's just, and then it's like a contest. So I could just really see going back to my school, and kids would be totally engaged in this. It's just having the technology to do it.
That's the biggest thing for me, is that if we had the technology, but definitely if we were inside, or if for staff development or some kind of, or the PE, actually, if I get all the PE teachers during our staff development day to do something like that, I think it'd be awesome. So thank you so much, and I appreciate all you do for our community, because I appreciate meeting you, finally, and thank you so much. I'll let you get to your coffee and your sessions then.
All right, well, I appreciate it. I've just enjoyed really getting to meet Dave finally in person, so yeah, and that's the whole thing about conventions, just meeting a lot of people.
All right, I am back with Mr. Andy Milne, who I recorded a little while ago, about a month ago or so, and now we got to meet face-to-face for the first time. I stalked him yesterday because I think that's Andy, and I chased him in my walking boot and found him, and I'm so glad I did. So here's Andy, and so Andy, I'd like to know your biggest takeaways from Shape Tampa so far.
Well, first of all, good morning. I mean, I cannot believe that we're here. What am I on? I think I'm on day three going into Friday. Really looking forward to the keynote from the Whittingham's later. I think pack of Kleenex, box of Kleenexes. There won't be a dry eye in the house. This story is amazing. Biggest takeaway, I think this is my fourth national convention right now, and there is a different vibe here. I get the feeling that there's a real sense of inclusion. I know that Shape America have really pushed that this year, but it's more than just a push in. I think they've lived up to their words. It just feels more comfortable. I'm speaking to first-time attendees, and they're saying how well they feel welcomed. The social event that they had earlier this week was packed, and whoever was there, you know, just really felt like it was a community. It was a feeling of family. Obviously, for people who've been a few times, it's almost like a reunion. It's nice to bump into old faces that our professional paths don't cross, you know, other than once a year. But then to actually catch up and meet you know, in person, you know, to see Jason Leach over there, and to even to go and see one of my co-workers, Jason Dane, who's on a different campus from me, to see him and have a conversation. The social side of things, the conversations aside from the sessions are so powerful. And then the sessions I've been to have been top notch. And as with every year, you feel bad that you've missed certain great sessions, but that's when you've got, you know, when such a high caliber of presenters, you're always going to miss something.
Yeah, that was one of the biggest things, is I had to choose between, you know, two fantastic sessions many, many times so far, and you just can't catch everything. But I love catching up with the people and just asking them, hey, what was that session about? Even the presenters and, you know, anything like that. It just
So I have a question for you then. Yeah. So with you being a Floridian, is it different for you to kind of feel like everyone's come to your home state? Like, I mean, is there a sense of pride that Florida Shape gets to host this? How does that feel?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's my first national convention. I've been to Shape Florida before, but not the big ones. And I'm glad my principal actually, my school paid for this. And you know, I'm only 2 hours away, but yeah, it feels good. It feels good to have everybody here. And yeah, I feel that sense of Florida pride. Even though I'm originally from Buffalo, but still, I've been in Florida a long time, and you know, I appreciate everybody being here. And just the, you know, I know Tampa a little bit. I used to live kind of here, and my wife went to school here. I know I told you that, and so the kids are here. My wife's here, and she brought them to campus, and it's fun to be back. And
that's
yeah,
nice. Yeah. I think Tampa seems a fantastic city. I was reading on the airplane coming over, and they had a list of things to check out now, and they said if you get to Tampa now, you'll be able to say, you know, in 10 years' time, I was there before it blew up. And with the construction going on around here, but also just that Floridian vibe, I mean, to see palm trees, for me to see blue skies when I know it's snowing when I get back home in Illinois is really crazy. So yeah, I want to, this is my last full day, and although I'm going to go hard at the conference, I really want to just maybe jump on the free trolley, get into Wybor, and just go and get a sense of what Tampa's all about.
Yeah, I think that's great. And then, you know, my wife took my kids to the USF campus yesterday, and she said things are just exploding there too.
Right?
I mean, like everything. Like, she didn't have Starbucks when she was there, and they have like two, and they have Chick-fil-A's, and they have everything. And so it's just amazing. Tampa's just a great place to be. So I appreciate you being here. Any final words for the convention? What you got?
No, not really. I mean, I didn't take any of my own advice. I really haven't eaten enough. I really haven't slept enough, because, you know, this only comes around once a year. Looking ahead now, what do we got? We got Salt Lake City. Then we got Baltimore. I love Baltimore. And then they just announced New Orleans as well. So, you know, if our professional paths don't cross again for another year, you know, I look forward to seeing you down the line at another Shape America convention.
Yeah, definitely. I'm so glad I got to meet you, and all these amazing people here. It's just been incredible. So thank you so much, Andy. I appreciate it, and we will speak soon.
Boom.
All right, everybody. There you have it. So hopefully you enjoyed the conversations with Andy and with Jason, because I really did, and I appreciate them, and I appreciate all of you for listening in. But I will say this, I'm not gonna do a cowbell, a tip of the day, but here's my cowbell. That's what I usually do for my tip of the day. Okay, I'll do a tip of the day. So my tip of the day is get to a conference. Even if it's a state conference or the PE Institute, get to a conference. Get connected, get to know the people in our community, the like-minded people in our community, or if they're not, that's okay. We learn from each other and we grow together. So get to a conference, you know, get to something local or state or national if you can. And if not, you can always join a Twitter chat like SB Chat, which is fantastic, Slow Chat with Justin Schleider, or Slow Chat Health with Andy Milne, who we just talked to. So you get involved, join these chats, start sharing, start listening, start learning, collaborate, connect. That's what it's all about. And that is your Cowbell Tip of the Day. All right, everybody. So it is all about the cowbell, isn't it? I just love the cowbell. So anyways, you can always tune in to supersizephysed.com for more information, for more videos, my blog posts, Instagram stuff, things to follow, people to follow, and definitely this podcast. So subscribe to the podcast, take a listen, share it. You guys and girls are awesome. I always create a new beat every single time. So here is a new beat for you.